Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, Dom Giordano show. Before we go to Tom DiBello over in Montgomery County, where the Mr. Softy truck guy and his stooges are planning to not Trump-proof, but Homan-proof. Dan, they've hired now somebody who is the head of the immigrant affairs. Really, I think they mean illegal immigrant affairs. I think this is a paid position, and they want to harbor people that are here illegally against Homan. We'll ask Tom about that. But Dan, we got some confusion back here in the producer's lounge slash engineer's lounge. So one of the top flight engineers in the country. I don't know how we keep this guy here. He's in such demand.
One of the best of all time.
He is, Austin, yes.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHE.
You'll see
the beautiful Austin.
Well, he's serving up hot dogs.
That guy right there is the reason why we're on YouTube and everything. So say hi, YouTubers. YouTube.com/@1210WPHE.
Yes.
So Austin comes in here and he goes, hey, you know, you guys want some hot dogs? They got some hot dogs. And me and Henry both get very excited, and then he goes, you think, very nicely says, you think Dom might want some hot dogs? And you know, I respond and say, well, Dom's a pescatarian, he eats fish, but he doesn't eat much meat,
right?
So no,
none.
Probably not. And Henry and Austin were both shocked to hear that you're
flabbergasted,
yeah, that you don't eat meat. And Henry's instant response was, well, he does drink tea, doesn't
he? What the heck is that mean? What a random comment. What the heck?
I don't know. I think it lines up that if you're like a vegetarian or a pescatarian,
I drink tea.
I drink tea too, but I you're like, Dom's like a heavy tea drinker. I feel like he's always drinking tea. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
I feel
yeah.
like that lines up kind of with like that vegetarian pescatarian lifestyle.
Oh, it does.
More so than like a coffee. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, it does.
I mean, someone like black coffee, I think they're on like the keto diet. Just,
right.
Yeah, I thought he'd respond, though. Yeah, well, he always does have grapes on him, or, you know, he does have those
beans. No, I see the Wheat Thins. I just never, I just, you know, I thought you liked Wheat Thins.
They're Wheat Thins, too, right? Yeah. They're not the other. Yeah, exactly. All right, so no hot dogs. It's a hot dog free zone.
I mean, you want one?
We got the bird dogs.
So let me ask you, though. You do cheat sometimes.
Yes.
And if you're at a ball game and you know how good ballpark dogs are, you're not going to have one from time to time, really?
I would not. No, that's not a food. I would cheat some, I'm trying to think of some of the Italian delicacies.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what I would do.
You wouldn't do one of the vegan dogs, though?
No, don't say gabagool. Frank will be over here with a truck pulling up from South Philly.
Gabagool.
It's a gabagool. Isn't that one of the all-time great? That's the first food that comes to mind, gabagool. I don't even know what the heck it is. I don't think I want to know what's in
it. What is gabagool?
I'm trying to think of the other one.
Tom DiBello probably knows what gabagool is, doesn't
he? No, it's a lunch meat, too, sometimes.
I would salami?
Salami. Yeah, I would go for salami.
How'd you forget salami?
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on.
Well, the tea has thrown me so off here. This ought to be on the producer test for Greg Stocker. All right. Okay.
Ask Tom what his most favorite Italian meal is.
Yeah, let me go to Tom DiBello, who's our guy out of Montgomery County. So, Tom, what is the most of your favorite Italian meat?
Well, I don't know if I have that long, that much time on the show. I could go down a whole list.
Prosciutto,
you got meatballs.
Meatballs,
I mean, but gabagool, from my understanding, gabagool is actually slang for capicole.
Capicole
is a ham with a pepper, hot, like pepper coating around it. That's what I believe gabagool is, but, you know, but you mentioned lunch meat Italian, and first thing that comes out is gabagool, for sure.
Oh, man, I can't even imagine that. So, Tom, you are out there. You're our conduit to crazy land. It seems at times like the other suburban areas got the message of this election. The message received in the Montgomery commissioner's office apparently now is they want to Trump-proof, and really it's Homan. They say 11% of the county's population is foreign-born. Well, you can be foreign-born all you want. You have nothing to worry about as long as you're here legally. So they spend money to open up a new office?
So when I was told about the director of immigrant affairs or whatever, I was under the impression what was talked about was we do have a very diverse community in Montgomery County, and we're proud of that. There's a lot of immigrants that have come here. Many have come here legally. They work hard in the county, and we're thrilled to have them here. And, you know, from my perspective, the director of immigrant affairs was for us to have an outreach into those communities to make sure that we're providing, you know, the services for them, you know, in a way that because we hear sometimes there's translation with our websites and stuff like that. So I'm like, yeah, I could see that we could do outreach into the immigrant community. When the Inquirer called me yesterday and mentioned what, you know, about the Trump proofing the county, I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm like completely blown away. And I said, look, I will never support the harbor any illegal law breaking or whatever you want to call it. I said, I don't support that. That's not what this position was for. But that's not what of course was discussed by my counterpart.
Okay.
And I said, I don't even understand this. You know, because, you know, we sat through the Biden administration and all that nonsense. And, you know, this is definitely a Democratic talking point. They're trying to put scare tactics, and they're trying to make, you know, our people in Montgomery County feel unsafe and unsecure. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, everyone in Montgomery County is safe and secure. It has nothing to worry about. If you're here illegally, well, that's between you and immigration. We don't even get involved in immigration. As county officials, we don't even have authority.
Yeah, and Tom, here's maybe an assignment, something for you to think about. It's right up your alley. They say in the Inquirer the salary will be between $98,645 and $147,965. That's quite a range. But it will be under their diversity, equity, and inclusion. With L.A. in the news for this and how it distracts from the main mission to protect people, make a better quality of life in a place like Montgomery County, I wonder how much Montgomery County, one way or the other, is spending on all the jobs/efforts around diversity and equity and inclusion. I wonder how much that's being spent. And then we might ask, is there a better spend in something else the county needs rather than this kind of excess?
Well, we only have one person right now that's in the DEI office. And, you know, she does focus on different training.
Okay.
For the county, you know, some of it is diversity type training and all that, but we haven't gone overboard. I don't feel in the county as of now we have gone overboard when it comes to DEI type initiatives, like you've seen other government agencies or even corporate, which I've even said a lot of corporations have moved away from that. They saw that the money, it caused a lot of issues, and there was the money that was being spent wasn't actually proven out to provide any value. So corporations, McDonald's, I believe it was just last week, announced that they're closing their DEI offices and all that. So I as you know, I voted no. I do have concerns about the spending. I voted no against the 9% tax increase. And I voted no about all these new positions. I said I really want to do a departmental analysis and really understand what we got going on before we approve $2 million more in new positions. I said, I'm not supporting that.
I hear you. Well, Tom, thank you as always very much. Keep us in the loop. Anything upcoming? I don't think Montgomery County's at the top of Holman's list. I think it's Chicago. But this is about people that are here that are criminals and here illegally. That's where we're going to start. So,
Exactly.
Tom, have a great weekend. Thank you. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you. You too. All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Tom DiBello here on Talk Radio 1210. A couple of things, Dan. Apparently, the hot dogs are in green buns. Why is that?
Yeah, I didn't know that was part of the deal when I got them delivered, but youtube.com/@WPHD. They are Dietz and Watson bird dogs. Look like pretty patties, though. From
put the camera on, Dan.
Oh,
yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
But what's up with the green hot dog bun? I don't get
bird dog.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to try a piece of green bread?
No, please. Stop.
No?
I'm drinking my tea. I want an intravenous here.
But delicious. Thank you, Dietz and Watson.
He's a tea drinker. I could see that. He's a vegetarian. Okay. All right.
Tea drinker.
855.
An avid tea drinker.
Avid tea drinker, yes. 855-839-1210. Let's get a couple in on the side question. I'm going to take off the board. You waited too long. The Wire.
Oh, yeah.
That could have been a potential winner. The Wire. So, that's arguably the best TV show ever. But let's go to Joe in Bordentown. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe. What do you have today?
Mine would be True Romance, which included Christopher Walken, mm-hmm. Brad Pitt, Samuel L. Jackson, Gary Oldman, and a cameo by James Gandolfini, who supposedly was cast as a soprano because the casting director saw him in that movie.
Wow. That's pretty heavy duty. When was True Romance on? I'm a little bit unaware.
93.
Okay. Oh, the movie. Okay. That is a heavy class. Thank you, Joe.
Written by Quentin Tarantino.
Yep.
Mr. Tarantino.
Directed by Tony Scott, though. That's the only caveat.
Well, I could call Mr. Tarantino. I'm sure he remembers that interview with me about 20 years ago.
Scored by composer Hans Zimmer.
Okay.
Awful score.
Let's go to Dave in Somerset, who, has on his resume, he could have made the catch, but he said his pants were more worth it at the Knack. Will he show up?
He did say that.
He did. Will he show up on January 20th, Dan? I don't think I'm throwing the ball over there, It's kind of like I got all other kind of receivers. When I throw the ball to this guy, it makes you look bad.
Jim Worthington was a great receiver.
Jim Worthington spiked the ball. Great receiver. Tremendous. Dave, I don't know. Hey, Dave, good afternoon.
Don, I had to go see a customer.
You told us that, but you'd have a story to tell.
If I would have walked in with holes in my knees on my pants, I would have lost the sale.
Yeah, I have a story. You could have told him that. He would have bought more.
What's the Dom Giordano event in Dauto for football?
Yeah, I have one question. I did get to touch that ball, and I think it was a peewee.
Come on now. It was.
Can't confirm.
I can't confirm it, but it
that's the official ball of the Mulligans and the Dom Giordano show. It's been so ruled.
Okay, well, that's a good one. Hey, by the way, really looking forward to the 20th. I can't tell you, just can't wait to see you guys, but also all the friends in the audience, and a lot of us, I feel, we make pretty good friends, and looking forward to doing that. So thank you for setting this up again.
Well, I remember in 2016, it was magical because of the newness. It was at Chickie and Pete's. There had to be over 250 people, but with this one, it's more even more powerful because of all that we've been through since then. It should be a great day, Dave. So yeah, you guys make it. I picture you standing up there with Robert and Ben Salem, Earl, and Dan doing a quiz show with you there. It was great.
Well, it's Dan does a great job, and maybe you can let Henry come and join us too. So
That's right. Get somebody else back there. Yes,
lobby to get Henry to come on out and join us.
Okay, yeah, he can grow his mullet in by then. So, what is your what's your show? That's an ensemble.
Well, my show is the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And you're talking Gavin McLeod,
right.
Ed Asner, Valerie Harper, Ted Knight, Betty White, Cloris Leachman, and of course, Mary Tyler Moore. John Amos was on the show. It spun off Lou Grant, Rhoda, and Phyllis. So it spun off three shows. And John Amos was in the very beginning of the show. He was a weatherman.
That is a strong recommendation for a show when it spins off other shows.
Yeah, I think so. And my father was, he made us watch it. And I didn't realize how lucky I was as a kid that I watched the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Great.
And remember, it had one of the greatest episodes of all time. I don't know if you ever saw when Chuckles Bites the Dust.
Yes.
You can cry laughing so hard. Mary Tyler Moore's performance in that she was just outstanding. She was such a brilliant comedian.
Exactly. So. All-time female comedian. Thank you, David. Dan, you're not a fan of Sopranos. That's a premise to that,
right?
I like
the Sopranos.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will ask you, and there's only one answer in my mind, and listeners have said that what he said about Chuckles, it was on the other night because they're celebrating this week that it was launched on January 10th. What is the greatest, and it has the impact of what The Sopranos is all about. The greatest Sopranos episode. You know, not the ones at beginning or end that would be classic.
I can tell you. I don't know.
Pine Barrens.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The Russian, okay. The Pine yep. Barrens thing, because they leave it out there, the unknown, the trees, the whole thing. The guy was all-time great
Everybody
Russian actor.
I was an interior decorator.
Does that all play out?
What house looked like?
Yeah, that's right. Christopher. Yeah, and they minister of sanitarium or something. Yeah. Interior decorator, too.
Minister of interior defense or whatever.
Yeah,
does that
exactly.
Really all play out in one episode, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
In the Pine Barrens. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
and they get stuck in the van. And they're
it's so memorable. I thought it was like an entire story arc through a season.
When Paulie says, I'm walking right out of here, he straps the thing on, he goes like 4 feet, it falls off, and he starts firing a gun and crying. Yeah.
Perfect.
855-839-1210. Right now, though, it is time for...
Oh, no, I don't have it up.
All right, we're playing...
Money Melody!
A little delay there, sorry.
All right, we are playing today for a pair of tickets to the Philadelphia Auto Show. Ooh. It's at the Pennsylvania Convention Center, January 11th to the 20th. For tickets and more information, visit phillyautoshow.com.
Yeah, so I'm going to play a theme of a show, Dom, that was very well known for a short period of time, the mid-2000s. This drama featured a cast of individuals that got equal screen time, and I don't think any of them turned out to have any sort of career afterwards. I know one of them is now acting in an Australian TV show, but Dom, here's the theme of a very popular mid-2000s TV show, an ensemble drama. We want to know the name of the TV show, Dom, and let's say it relates to current events very strongly. Take a listen.
California.
We want to know the name of the TV show that this song was used as the theme for.
Okay.
Today's side question, a great ensemble comedy or ensemble drama, this one being a very popular one there in the mid-2000s. Dom.
All right, it's 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. You're going off to the Philadelphia Auto Show. And coming up, I'm going to play you what John Fetterman said of what he'd like to be after all this fame. Think Greenland. And as John Fetterman... really, the big menace to Josh Shapiro. That's what I'm told by insiders. All straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, let's hear the clue. And we're looking for the, this is a theme song, Dan, right?
Yeah, a theme song for a mid-2000s ensemble drama that was incredibly popular for a time. A guilty pleasure of mine, to be quite honest. And we want to know what song this was used, or what show this was used as a theme for.
California.
All right, Diana is in Cinemenson. She's on Talk Radio 1210. Diana, what's the show?
The O.C.
Yes, absolutely.
Diana, were you a fan?
I did, yeah. I used to watch it.
Yeah? Yeah, me too.
All right, I'll put you on.
Literally nobody's pie. Like, Rachel Bilson, Ben McKenzie, Misha Barton, Adam Brody really disappeared from public life, but Peter Gallagher's still out there with his eyebrows. Great actor. But yeah, I really fell off from any kind of relevancy, but the OC is indeed the correct answer. Final episode date, 2007, started in 2003.
All right, so Diana is headed off to the, with somebody else, up to the car show in Philadelphia. By the way, a couple of developments. Tulsi Gabbard, who I think might end up having the hardest time, the Intelligence Committee, arguably, even more than RFK Jr., I think Pete is going to make it, Pete Hegseth, has now come out today and said she's okay with FISA 702, it's called. That's the section. And it's the non-U.S. citizens' surveillance abroad, essentially. Now, FISA, you know, we know the reason for it from the Patriot Act and coming after that. We knew even civil libertarians like Alan Dershowitz defended it. We've seen the abuses, right? We know about that now. And Tulsi Gabbard was in the forefront of pushing back on that. But even this Section 702, she was somebody who was not supportive of it. Now, she said she'd be able to operate this. So you could see that she's sensing, and the Trump people probably sensing, that this is going to be a fairly difficult confirmation. And if you remember this whole battle on Monday, we'll go into more detail as this breaks. It just came down, though, that people like Tom Cotton and others saying that she has said, and she said it publicly now, that she'll support that in her job as intelligence director. So we'll see. Some senators still kind of skeptical, but this was a major, shall we say, compromise given previous iterations. And now, wanting this job, she's willing to go down that path. That's what the argument is. And I think you're going to see a fairly contentious hearing. The RFK hearing is going to be very contentious, but he might get some Democrats to vote for him. All right, 855-839-1210. One of the biggest things you should take away from this week, though, we've talked about it, is that we hear Democrats telling us Republicans just don't want to govern, they don't want to work together, yada, yada, yada. Then you have the Lake and Riley bill, which will essentially keep people who ultimately should be deported, they're here illegally, and they have allegedly committed a crime, or they have already committed a number of crimes in their own country, even murder. We have him here. And Madeleine Dean, Mary Gay Scanlon, and the Houlihan are telling us they're constitutional, we're not. And Guy Shiraki made some great points. Some of these people in the suburbs don't care about substance. It's demeanor. And they think demeanor of a person like Houlihan is that monotone, virtue signaling, you know the whole thing they do. So they don't look at the policy. It's all about demeanor. You have to put people to sleep and then people in the suburbs are going to vote for you. And you have to be liberal and apparently blonde at one level or another. He did a great job of explaining that. But this Houlihan character in Chester County, is Chester County really on board with policies like this? They had Cavalcante running wild, breaking out of the prison, and they still voted for those two maniac commissioners out there. How has this happened? How has Delaware County happened?
Was Houlihan the one that was carjacked?
No, Mary Gay Scanlon. At the thing. And the whole world got her car back, and then she said, never mind, you know, don't do too much with these people. But she wanted the car back.
Yep, she got her car
she
back.
She got the vehicle back, and they brought
screw
in
everybody else who has their car.
Yeah, they brought in, Dan, I was told, a network of 50 to 75 law enforcement to make sure they got that car and they tracked them down.
Try getting your stolen car back in Philadelphia if you're not a congresswoman.
Well, Lisa Richette, Dan, well before your time, this was a notorious judge in Philadelphia. Her nickname was very progressive. Let him go, Lisa. Vicious murder. Who does she hug after the verdict comes down? Not the mom of the young man who was murdered. She hugs the mom of the guy who killed. Huh. So she's at a cafe downtown, and her pocketbook gets stolen. She puts it there, and somebody comes running by to get it, and the whole world then has to go to get the pocketbook. So I get her on the show. You got to picture this. I'm on the overnight show.
Yeah.
She agrees to come in studio. I give her credit for that. She used to be very attractive, but she, you know, had fallen down. But anyhow, the earrings were like weighed 10 pounds. The dress was low cut. And the perfume, it was like a chemical attack. She goes, I think she ran for Supreme Court or Superior Court, maybe Supreme Court. She goes, I think she only lost by 12,000 votes, something like that. I think you cost me 5,000 or 6,000 votes. That's why I'm here to confront you.
Oh, okay.
And I said, of course, no, I think it was 12,000.
Did you say that your perfume's confronting in itself?
Well, I may have said something about the whole demeanor at some point. This is an overnight show at midnight, Dan, in studio. I wish I had.
Wait, you had that. I want the audience to recognize how hard it is to get a guest to come join you in an overnight show in studio.
Particularly someone this prominent. If this is one of the most prominent public figures of that era in Philadelphia. And she demanded to come and I give a lot of credit. You want to come in here, Larry Krasner, anytime. Bring Jim Kenny with you. All right, bring the Hoy. I'm trying to think who the third would be. Who's the third that we'd have to have in studio? Hunter Biden. We need a real dope. Well, Jim Kenny fulfills that requirement. But Dan, if you were producing that, we couldn't have stopped you. You would have jumped into the ring. It was that wild.
I wish I were there. That was
amazing.
Oh,
my God. Yeah. If we didn't have YouTube then, we didn't have all that stuff. I wish I had the tape. I didn't save as much stuff. That is a top at midnight. and she's dressed the heels, the whole thing. Had to be 4 to 6 inch heels. The point is, her pocketbook got stolen and immediately demanded that the entire police force was set into motion. Let them loose, Lisa. That's how bad it was.
So Let Him Loose Larry is not an original name?
No. If it's an L in Philadelphia, we just put Let Him Loose next to it. Lisa Rochette would be like Larry Krasner ideologically, but with a heart. She at least had a heart. You know?
You're a crumb creep, lush coward.
Well, look it up. Rizzo and Lisa Rochette, Dan, had back and forth like you wouldn't believe.
You are a lush, I can tell by looking at you.
Oh, man. Just picture.
That was not to her.
I just picture Rizzo with Larry Krasner today with that. Oh, my God.
A couple questions arising. YouTube.com/@12thandwpht. Dom, do you have an undershirt on?
Yes, I do.
I don't know. Someone just asked, please assure me that Dom's wearing an undershirt today.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Chest hair? I have to button this because of YouTube now. That's what I tell Ro, this YouTube stuff every day.
G-rated.
And also another very close viewer wonders, you got the collar open, but where's the gold chain?
Oh yeah. Well, I have not worn in a few years, but you know what? Maybe for
Resurrected for YouTube, at least.
Yeah, well, resurrected for the January 20th event. Will that be on yet? That'll be filmed. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about like a Flava Flav?
I need some, like Minnie or somebody to draw up one that I should try to emulate. I still have a few chains at home, but I need something gaudy, flashier, something Henry would wear.
Some bling bling?
Yeah.
I am not flashy and gaudy like that.
Do you have bling bling, Henry?
Look at me. I wear a Kelly Oubre wristband. I don't think that's exactly flash.
So, Dan, will you be wearing your green suit to this?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'll have to wear something
Maybe
stunning
I find a
like
red
that.
Suit. Hmm.
No, that green suit was
like
subtle.
Suit?
I thought it was perfect.
Oh, I thought that was great.
I thought it was going
to
be a light green suit.
That's very nice of you. I appreciate
it. Yeah, the light green suit would have been a fashion faux pas.
Yeah, that'd have been like a Roger Stone.
Yeah, like
yeah,
the
Roger Stone.
Henry, I think you could pull off pastel colors.
Oh, I know I can.
Oh, my goodness.
I know I can.
Okay. All right, so it's 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. We're coming to you. Coming up, too, I can hardly – look, I like Sherelle Parker. Even though she won't come on the show. Come on, Madam Mayor. Come on. But what did we do here? The latest of what she wants to bring to Philadelphia that she's pushing very hard, it's a library. Whose library in Philadelphia? We'll tell you who that is.
Someone on the chat says, where's your cornicello?
All right, Ro, pick out the chain. Maisie looks like a woman that would like a nice chain.
For those unaware, a cornicello is an Italian horn charm typically worn by Italian Americans.
You mean to say Maisie wouldn't like a nice chain? I really find
no,
that.
No, she has no desire to have me.
No? I can't imagine that. Come on, Maisie. 855-839-1210. You get on board. All right, it is Dom time. Scott Jennings, CNN's probably going to be in a show on Tuesday again. Thinking about him because this story just dropped. The L.A. Times, which used to be arguably to the left, I'd say, of the New York Times, just dropped a major story that the Pacific Palisades Reservoir was offline and empty when fires broke out. So, you know, stop it with all the nonsense they're out there spinning. Here is one, in fact, Dan. Here is Representative Chu. This is cut 16 on the California fires.
I had a briefing yesterday when I was with the FEMA administrator, and there is enough water, but what there was a problem that occurred right at the height of the fire, which is that they had to turn down the electricity in order to make sure that the fire wasn't aggravated. Because of the electricity. They need electricity in order to pump water. So they turned that down. And then at the same time, there were so many hydrants that were being used all at once.
We can't even get it straight with these people. They don't have the water. LA Times again, which used to be the Bible out there. Pacific Palisades Reservoir was offline and empty when the fires broke out. And this appears to be the epicenter. So what are they spending their money on when they cut the fire budget by $17 million? Gay choirs, trans cafes, and social justice art. The Midnight Stroll, Transgender Cafe, and a gay men's chorus If you have the money to do that, knock yourself out. But it appears they didn't care about the fire thing. So all this talk, their latest, oh, but just we turn the electricity off, that's why we couldn't pump the water, etc. Pacific Palisades, offline, no fire, no water in the reservoir. That's where we are. Let's go to Drew in Upper Darby on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Drew.
Hey, Dom, thanks for taking my call. Yo, Dom, excuse me, sorry. Earlier in the show, you're talking about the NFL, and when I hear it, I just perked up, and I have to chime in, Dom. Like my theory with the running backs in particular, there's dominators and there's compilers. You know, you have like Walter Payton and Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
They were dominators, there's no doubt. But you have like an Emmitt Smith and maybe Frank Gore. They hang around and they hang around and they get the numbers. And that's great, man. But it's the same thing in baseball. Jim Rice, dominator, like Harold Baines was around. Carlton Fisk, 20 years. That's all I had to get off my chest because that's the difference with these guys.
Yeah, it's the eye test, Jim Brown, man.
Yeah.
You see somebody, you know they're a Hall of Famer.
Exactly. And as far as Donald Trump goes, Dom, when he was first asked, you know, when he won and he became the president-elect, he was asked about revenge. He says, you know, my revenge is going to be success. But before success, there's like right now, he's living his revenge. Everything, he comes out smelling like a rose in every aspect. You know what I mean? It's like, that's why everyone is like, they want to be around him now. This is his revenge in real time. He's been proven right all along.
That is, if he sticks to that, it's going to be a remarkable second term. So, Drew, what's your show?
Yes. This show was on HBO. It was before The Sopranos. It was called Oz.
Yep.
And in Oz, I'm trying to get the names right. Young Edie Falco, Tony Soprano's wife, she was a prison guard. I don't know this guy's name. The crazy dude who does the Allstate commercials, who wreaks all the havoc. He was an inmate.
He was a major figure, I think.
Yes, he had breast cancer. The only guy with breast cancer. And the Maloney guy. He went on the Law and Order for fame. And another guy, the psychiatrist on Law and Order now, he was an inmate. They all went their separate ways and became famous in their own way. But they all started on Oz.
Thank you, Drew. That is a tough... Dan, have you ever seen Oz? It's great. It's a great show.
I started watching it.
It's tough. It's really tough. I mean, it is draining.
It's been on my to-do list, but... Yeah, for that reason. Like, it's hard to undertake a movie or a show like that where it's just draining over and over. Yeah. Yeah.
All through college, I put off The Wire for the same reasons, then finally graduated.
Well, it's a much more violent, much more you feel, oh my God, I don't want to be
The Wire, I mean, every episode you leave it like, man.
But you're kind of removed from it. The prison, the stuff they do, I mean, can't even say half of it here. Right? It's just pretty graphic, to put it mildly, yeah. So what is it that Sherelle Parker is after for Philadelphia? This will pack them in. She wants to bring Joe Biden's presidential library here. I don't even know if Joe Biden will ever get a presidential library. I'm thinking of what was the book?
Come visit Joe Biden's basement.
The William Faulkner's great book. Told through the eyes of somebody who was psychotic, but just in, I think they say a tale told by an idiot. That would be the library. That should be the sign outside. Can you imagine this guy's presidential library? Oh, my God. Big decisions he made. Spend another trillion.
Oh, yeah, all the decisions he personally made.
Yeah, I got to play with this on Monday. We need a name. You can help me on Twitter at DomShow1210. What should we put outside of the Joe Biden library? Where would we put it in Philadelphia?
It'll be
a draw.
Maybe put some sand by the river, make a little beach or something.
Like Rehoboth. Yeah, exactly right. The other thing is I wanted to play this because Fetterman has really come a long way.
The adrenaline shots we gave Joe back in the campaign.
And Fetterman headed to meet President Trump in Florida. This is cut 9. Here's Fetterman asked about that visit to meet President Trump.
Senator, can we ask you what you hope to get out of your visit to Mar-a-Lago to talk to Donald Trump?
Well, what are we talking about here? Is there some news?
there's some news. We hear that you're going to be heading down to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, I've heard that.
What will you be discussing with the president?
Well, yeah, I demand that I need to be made Pope of Greenland.
Do you have the resume to be Pope?
I'm having a conversation. Like, he's the president, is going to be. So, you know, I am not the senator for just Democrats in Pennsylvania. I'm everyone's senator in Pennsylvania. And so it's just having a conversation with.
All right. Is that a reference, Henry? You might know this. It's an old film, but the Pope of Greenwich Village, is that what he's referencing here?
What, is Trump going to cut off his thumbs or something?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why he chose the Pope thing with Greenland. I thought he was playing with it, and they didn't get it, so he just kind of moved on.
I don't know. I don't know.
It may have been.
It may have been. I didn't even text that.
That's my goal in 2025. I'm working three angles here with Fetterman to get him on. And we'll have to ask him his fashion secrets. How does he put together an outfit? Is it just what's lying on the floor? Now, it seems like he's, you know, created a distinctive line there of slobbery.
It's whatever smells best that day.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the sniff test.
Can you see him sitting there now across from Trump? Oh, my God. All right, let's go to...
You're speaking from experience there, Henry.
Let's go to...
Have we not all done that once or twice?
Let's go to Robert in Bensalem. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys again today. Real quick... Remember, 11 of the 12 FISA judges were appointed by Chief Justice John Roberts, who has yet to comment on the abuses they foisted upon us, which I find highly odd. Second, I'm not sure what it is, but my youngest son is in a roller hockey league, and they named their team the Gabagools. And I have a sticker. I have a sticker of their motto, and it looks like a sandwich with eyes. But as soon as I get a chance, I'll send it to Henry to see what he thinks about it. But, yeah, I don't know where they picked Gobble Ghouls from, but that's like, where's Waldo? We'll never really know where Waldo is.
Right.
No, I don't think anybody will ever know what a Gobble Ghoul is.
Well, Frank of South Philly is performing a treatise right now that he'll deliver on Monday. I'm sure he's hearing all this talk, and he'll be ready, yeah.
I hope he holds a symposium on it. Anyway, I am going to go with a movie that had Pacino, De Niro, Kilmer, Tom Madsen, Natalie Portman, John Voight. I'm going to go with Heat. And the reason why I'm going with Heat is because despite the fact that De Niro and Pacino were the biggest actors in the business for 20 years before this movie, the scene in Heat was the first time they were ever in a scene together. And for that point, for that reason, it was an exceptionally cool scene to me. Suggest you watch it, but I'm going to go with Heat for my answer, and I hope you and everybody has a great weekend.
I know the film. I've never seen it. It might. Dan, do I have another break coming up? I had such fun today. I'm still, since Henry said the tea thing indicates the vegetarian. Yeah. All right.
I got more for you, though, because on Twitter you've got another request now, Dom.
Yes.
You want to hear the newest request?
Yes.
I got to pull it back up here. So Spike, a.k.a. Natasha, is in a group with some other YouTube commenters and tweeters, social media, and apparently they all live and work on a ranch.
Okay, wow.
So
okay.
Spike, a.k.a. Natasha, says, all the women here on the ranch want to be alerted, Dom. The next time that you wear your salmon-colored button-up a day in advance, everybody there is going to take the day off just to watch the YouTube feed.
You mean this shirt? They say that they think this is
the salmon one. They're requesting the salmon one. You got the white one on today, but
yeah, I don't know the salmon one.
No.
I would wear it. I'll wear it on Monday if I don't know what exact. Tell us what that, you know.
Spike, which one's the salmon one?
Yeah, Spike, which one's the salmon one?
We have enough footage of Dom at this point. Just buy a picture of it somewhere.
Yeah.
A bunch of people on a ranch are asking Dom to wear a salmon shirt and asking us to alert them so they can take off from their ranch work to watch the YouTube stream.
Where is the ranch?
I don't know.
We got to know. We should do a broadcast from the ranch.
Why don't y'all call in sometime?
I do have cowboy boots. Remember that? I wore them on the first date with Bro. That and a chain.
Yeah.
That's a way to get women.
Wow.
A chain and cowboy, but they can't figure out which one you are.
Stylish.
Guido or cowboy?
And a leisure suit.
Well, the leisure suit was rust-colored. That's true. Rust-colored.
What kind of colors did you have on here? Was it all brown?
Not all at once. I wore a jean suit along with the chain and the cowboy.
Oh, my God. Yes. It was brown in the 70s.
Yeah, it was cool then. I may have worn a golf visor on a date once. I'm just saying. It was a different kind of thing.
keep them guessing. I guess that's a fair strategy.
A golf visor, though. I mean, I've never heard. I remember. I might have a picture. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get it.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, just saw this. We'll have time on Monday. Mark Zuckerberg on with Joe Rogan today. And you have it. Here's a little bit of what he said about COVID and the Biden administration.
So at the beginning, it kind of seemed like, okay, we should give a little bit of deference to the government and the health authorities on how we should play this. But when it went from, you know, 2 weeks to flatten the curve to, you know, and like in the beginning, it was like, okay, there aren't enough masks. Masks aren't that important. To then it's like, oh, no, you have to wear a mask. And, you know, all the, like everything was shifting around. It just became very difficult to kind of follow. And this really hit the most extreme, I'd say, during the Biden administration when they were trying to roll out the vaccine program. And now I'm generally like pretty pro rolling out vaccines. I think on balance, the vaccines are more positive than negative. But I think that while they're trying to push that program, they also tried to censor anyone who is basically arguing against it.
And all right, there you go. That's a nugget. So there's more of that. We'll have time on Monday. The censorship part is who could be on the other side? Well, the very people, and this started big time in COVID. All right, let's take Scott and Mount Laurel here. Scott, just about to have time today. Give us yours.
Okay, mine is Cheers. It was just a hilarious, great show with so many different people, Sammy and Carla and Norm and Cliff. And then, of course, it spawned Frasier with our great Kelsey Grammer.
Exactly. Very good one. Thank you, Scott. Thanks very much. All right, Henry, who did you like today?
I thought one of the better answers today was, let's go with True Romance, Joe in Bordentown.
Okay, that it was a great call. He added all the people that were on there, made that case.
Mm-hmm.
A couple other good ones, Taxi, Mary Tyler Moore Show, Oz, Heat, Cheers. Oz created a lot of conversation for us.
Okay.
Taxi is probably the biggest answer, in my opinion, though.
I thought Taxi was Cheers. A very good call.
Yeah.
Very good call.
Yeah. Scott Knoxville?
Yeah. So I like that. That was kind of encyclopedic, his call on it, too. All right, let's put him into the hat.
Yeah, so Dom, well, I thought I had it up. Here it is. Monday, we asked for an all-time epiphany. That was Damon Oakland with Mickey Mantle's retirement speech referring to Lou Gehrig.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, an all-time heartbreak. Kristen Malvern, a service member who used to rely upon CNN's international coverage, says CNN broke his heart when they went the whole fully political way that they've gone. You heard worst person in the world on Wednesday. Richard in Westchester said that was sandwich woman from Wawa who kept demanding the sandwich even though there was a big riot and looting going on. Thursday, someone that had a very distinct way of speaking was Walter Brennan. And then you just heard it now, Dom, today's winner.
Scott in Knoxville with a Taxi.
Yeah, thank you for that. So, Dom, throw them all into the hat now. Let's get the drum roll going. Number one, David Oakland, Mickey Mantle's retirement takes the day. Congratulations, David Oakland.
Nice. I wanted to clarify that. A few people are like saying it was Lou Gehrig, not Mickey Mantle. No, we were talking about Mickey Mantle remembering what Lou Gehrig said and getting it when you're going to retire from baseball. You know, it may have not seemed, wow, this was great. How can you have to retire from this? Rip the uniform off. I couldn't agree more. That's a great winner. Letters to Trump goes out to Knoxville. Great book. It's funny.
No, not to Knoxville.
Oh, I thought it was Knoxville. Okay.
That was today's winner. It was Knoxville. This one's going out to Dave in Oakland.
Dave in Oakland.
Yeah, Monday.
Okay, Monday's one. Okay, Dave in Oakland, the winner. Going to Oakland. Shorter trip. Less postage. By the way, we've never heard from that Pence Hawken deli that plays the show there. I got to go over there again. Remember that? It's not too far from Oakland. Yeah, we want to tout them. Get some gabagool there. No, Frank. Don't come here. The show's over today. Wait till Monday.
We said it two times. One more time, and he shows up.
I'm going to have to drink less tea. God knows what Henry's thinking here. All right. So follow on Twitter until Monday at Dom Show 1210, at Dom Show 1210. You can do that right now. Any movie this weekend, Henry, that you're looking at?
No, I don't know if there's really anything out there that's really that interesting.
All right, well, I'm headed to Avalon, snow willing, tomorrow to present Scott Presler to county chairs and donors
All right.
At the Icona, which is a great spot.
Oh, so yeah. Give you, awesome spot.
Yeah, I'll give you a full report on Monday. Will Presler wow them? Will they be passing a hat around and throwing $100
bills
in there?
Is that like a public event that people can come out and see?
No, it's a big private. Yeah, sorry about that. But we'll have more with Scott Presler. Remember, every Monday at 2 o'clock. Dan and Henry, have a great weekend. Everybody else, get some gabagool and tea. Coming up, Rich Cioli, 4 Big Hours, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.